Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Vernon, I have a slight bone to pick with you, and it's not really to pick with you, but every year before the NFL season starts, we do bold predictions on this show. And one of my two bold predictions was that Vernon Davis turns back the clock and has, now this is maybe idiotic on my part, has 70 or more receptions for the Redskins in 2018.
We need some work
now. Now you have 15 so far, which is good. It's solid. All I need is 55 over the next seven games. Now that works at the 7.8 per game. Are you up to the task, Vernon, to make me look good?
Oh man, I got a long way to go for that one.
There's a lot of meat left on that bone,
but man,
Vernon.
You look so good. You look so good when you do catch it. And we were debating this. Are you the fastest player at 34 years old? Are you the fastest player on the team still?
I'm not sure, man. We have some guys that can really roll on this team. Paul Richardson, he's fast, right, man. He can roll. Maurice Harris, he can really run. Yeah, man. And Trent Williams, our offensive tackle, he can run too.
If there was money on the line and you guys had a race, now Paul Richardson, I think would be interesting. I think you'd be up there, right? You'd be a top five.
Possibly.
I think he would. Here's what I was asking, Vernon. I was asking JP before we had you on. I was like, how much faster, is he faster than, why does he average in 15.5 yards per catch and Jordan's only averaging 10? I think a lot of it has to do with scheme. It seems like Jordan is running different routes than you. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, Jordan, they usually have Jordan running the the possession routes. So
right.
Like five yards in, slant routes.
Why?
Those quicker routes.
Why?
Because he's really good at it. He's the best. He's the best at those routes. When it comes to getting separation,
right,
initially,
right,
Jordan Reed is the man for that.
So when Alex Smith came in here, I mean, and Vernon was excited. He went on a record. He loved Alex when they played together.
He was part of the Catch Part 3 in San Francisco, right?
Alex and I, yep, you're right. Yes, sir.
So we've been frustrated because we saw Alex kind of go off last year, really stretch the field. And as you're there every week. We haven't been stretching the field as much as we like. But with you, he's been successful at it. Why do you think we haven't seen more of that yet?
I think a lot of it has to do with the play calling, when we can get it done. So sometimes we scheme and we try to run certain plays, but they might play a different coverage or something just happens where we turn the ball over and we can't get to that specific play. So it works that way sometimes. And just like with sometimes we might plan to get Jordan Reed the ball and we might run into some hiccups where we wasn't able to convert on downs and we can't really get to the play because they changed the coverage and they might bring dime in. Maybe that play is just specifically for nickel and they go base. A lot plays into it, and that's why we can't seem to get it done sometimes.
Vernon, does it frustrate you personally when you have 5 catches for 62 yards in the loss to Atlanta and then the next week at Tampa you don't have any catches but you win the game in Tampa, you lose the game against Atlanta? How does that work for you personally when you're not really featured as part of the game plan?
Yeah, it hurts, man. I had to go in and tell Jay, man, we need to sit down. I need to take you to Taco Bell or Jamba Juice, man, so we can talk, man.
But it's not that he wasn't part of the game plan, Cakes. You just missed on a long, long play.
Come on, Jay. Come on, Jay. Give me the ball, Jay. Give it to me. No. I'm just for me, it's I'm elated to be a part of the journey. It doesn't bother me at all when it comes to catches and being involved in the progression of the game. I just wait my opportunity, man. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't. If my teammates are successful, we're winning. That's what I want. That's what means the most to me. And my opportunities have come. You know, like Randy Marsh used to tell me all the time when I was young. He's like, get the blocks. Your opportunity's going to come.
Right.
Get the blocks. Just get the blocks, man.
Right.
I was like, oh, yeah, that makes, you know, it starts to make sense over time. But, yeah, you just take care of your assignments, have fun, enjoy the game, and everything that's supposed to happen for you will happen eventually.
It seems to me that the offense is getting a little bit more expansive over the last few weeks. Have you noticed that? We're starting to get Mo Harris involved. We're starting to get Josh involved. I feel like you are becoming, as the season's progressing, more involved. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I feel like they're doing everything they possibly can to make sure that everyone is involved, you know, and that's what it's about. It's all about us being able to get better together as coaches, as a team, and execute and do what we can to win games around here because we're all in it. We're one.
What kind of challenges do the Texans face for you guys? They obviously have fearsome guys up front, right? They put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. What's going to be the biggest challenge for you guys as an offense?
I think the biggest challenge for us is being able to contain their best players. We're talking about Clowney and J.J. Watt. But, of course, their entire team defensively, they're all good players, tremendous athletes on that team. But there's always a few guys that you really have to account for, and J.J. Watt and Clowney are those kind of guys. They can change the game. They're big-time playmakers, so we have to be cognizant of that and be aware of where they are at all times.
What in particular do those guys bring to the table that's tough to handle in terms of blocking? I would say Clowney's more of a speed guy. Is it just power, too?
I'd say their stunts, power, their skill set, just their ability, their athleticism in general. Those guys can get off the ball and make plays.
Right. Have you been surprised at all that Adrian has been as productive as he's been at the same age as you? Probably not, I'm guessing.
No, I'm not surprised. I'm not hard. Adrian works. He works extremely hard. His mindset, his will to win, and to get whatever it is that he's after.
Right.
A guy like him, they're going to do whatever they can, and they're going to stick in. They're going to stick in it no matter what, whatever adversity they face, or if someone tells them no. He just has that mindset, the same mindset that Tom Brady has, and Alex Smith, and you name it, Frank Gore. You can go on and on and on. Those guys who've achieved greatness and achieved greatness at the highest level possible, they all have something in common, and that's their mind.
Joined by Redskins tight end Vernon Davis, has 15 catches here and a touchdown. Redskins, of course, take on the Houston Texans on Sunday, 6-3. And one of the big stories this week hasn't been football related, it's been fan related. Vernon, I kind of want your take on what some of your teammates said about calling out the fans and how it seems like many of the players on the team, to their credit, are giving away tickets and trying to get FedEx Field raucous again and get that home field advantage back.
I heard about that. I guess they just want to know that the fans that are supporting us and they're behind us 110%, and they're just into it. They want to win. Everyone wants to win. Now that they know we can do it, we can go out and execute and win games no matter what. We just want to make sure that the fans are behind us and we're all in it together.
What's it like playing with sort of the patchwork offensive line? How much more responsibility are you having now in terms of maybe chipping and helping with the blocking and that sort of thing? How much does that affect your responsibility on Sunday?
I look forward to it. I tell everyone, I'm here to do whatever the coaches ask me to do, whether it's blocking, catching passes, whatever it is. I try my best to execute at a high level, and they need me in certain areas. I'll make sure I'm there, and and I'll do my best, my very best. But like I said before, it depends on the game plan and what we're trying to do with certain players and in certain situations.
Are you guys 100% focused on this game? Because it's a quick turnaround. You guys play on Sunday, and then boom, you have the Thanksgiving game against Dallas. Do you have an eye on that one at all?
On the Dallas game?
Yeah.
No. We can only take it one game at a time. As far as quality control goes, that's up to that guy. You know, they normally have guys end. You know, as a business, any business, you're always prepared for what's to come, right? But as coaches, we have to. They have to focus on the moment. The moment being the Houston Texans, right? Then they have guys behind them who do all of the grunt work to make sure that we're prepared when the time comes. So we're always prepared and preparing ourselves. But as coaches and players, we're focused on the moment.
What will be the turnaround? I don't want to look ahead, but just in terms of schedule for you guys, what will be the turnaround so you play on Sunday? And then immediately you're right back at Redskins Park, right? You have to be.
Yeah. I mean, we usually get a day off. Monday it's been mandated that we get a day off the next day.
Even when you play on Thursday. Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll have to get a day off. Maybe we get a day off. We'll get that day off, and we'll just use that day. So Tuesday is our day off, right? So
right.
You can either take Monday off or Tuesday off. So Mondays we're usually off. Tuesdays we're off. Mondays we come in. So what we'll do is we'll take Monday to go in and we probably won't get a chance, the opportunity to look at a lot of film from the Texans game. So we'll go straight to Dallas.
Right.
We'll start prepping for them. Tuesday won't be a traditional day off for us. He'll probably let us sleep in, get some more rest. Then we'll come in and we'll get to going.
Right.
Maybe like a walkthrough practice.
Right.
I think Monday.
Dallas.
Isn't Monday always a must day because that's payday? or am I wrong on that? You can correct me if I'm wrong.
Payday? What do you mean by that? What do you mean?
Check out direct deposit.
Well, of course they do. But there might be a straggler.
Yeah.
It's different. It's different for depending on the organization. It's different. I know. It's different. Usually Thursdays and Fridays. In most cases, or payday. I've never seen a Monday or Tuesday.
I made that up, apparently.
I think back in the day when we used to go interview Charlie on Mondays, guys would come in and pick up their checks.
Yeah.
But you're talking about 15, 16 years
that's
ago.
That's when I was living in the past. They pick up their checks.
I'm living in the past, that's all.
Right. But it's a compressed week because then Wednesday you travel to Dallas.
Practice before they travel, right?
Walkthrough.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. You guys can only hit. How many days are you guys actually allowed to hit during the season, Vernon?
Are we allowed to hit? No, we don't really hit during the season. We normally you call it thud, where guys just put their hands on each other initially off of the ball, and that's pretty much it. But we don't really make a lot of contact.
Right. That's unbelievable. It's nice. Now, the contact is vicious on Sunday, but it's a lot lighter during the week.
That's good. That's a good thing.
That's for sure. All right. Listen, Vernon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it. Good luck this weekend.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. Remember,
7.8 catches each game.
Need that every week.
That's
now.
All I need, just 7.8.
I hope Jay Gruden is listening to this conversation.
I hope he is, too.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Stay well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.